Welcome to Waking Hope, nurturing healing and opportunity to find your purpose and better me empowered lives. We are now entering an hour of growth, light, and love. I'm Christine Vibrant, and together we will delve into what makes you, you, and learn that you can and should love yourself, and how better me empowered living can access these and more. You are more than the sum of your body, your mind, and your spirit. Find yourself as part of the divine. Find healing, rest, and positivity for yourself and the entire world. Waking Hope starts now. Morning, everybody. Christine Vibrant here on Waking Hope, a show that is going to bring you vibrancy into your life. Learn how to wake the hope inside of you and step into your better me empowered life. This morning, since we've just jumped into daylight saving time, and I'm sure some of you are also feeling a little bit of a lag, the same as I am, that wonderful circadian rhythm kicking our butt. You are really, really loving your coffee, I'm sure. I know I had 3 cups of coffee this morning, which as a health coach, I should be cutting back to 2. But as a health coach, I also know that choosing the best quality coffee that you can is essential, not only for your health, but for your better me empowered life. When you're waking up and you've got that morning cup of joy to look forward to, it really does elevate your day a little more. And if you're not a coffee drinker, that's okay. There may be a reason why you don't like coffee, and we want to talk a little bit about that today. I'm here with a wonderful roaster, hand-roasted coffee beans down here in Brownsville, Texas. Please join me in welcoming Cecilia Gomez Lara, who is also the owner of Shangri-La Coffee Roasters, a pop-up over here in Kitsune Massage Studio. And I really want to encourage you to say, welcome, Cecilia.
Hello.
Thank you so much for being with us, Cecilia. How are you feeling this morning?
I'm feeling good.
Good. What have you had to drink for your coffee this morning?
I have not had my coffee yet.
There we go. Now, I know that we're smiling over here. You can't see her. She's off camera. But my guest from our previous show, Bettina Gomez Lara, is sitting just off camera. This is our Reiki master and masseuse extraordinaire. And she's sipping on something of Cecilia. Cecilia, what did you make Bettina this morning?
She actually made her own iced latte.
Breve iced latte.
Meaning half and half.
They see, this is what I love about this. I have gone around the world and I've traveled around the world. As some of you will know from reading my bio, I'm South African and I have lived in Taiwan and traveled around the world. And I'm not exaggerating when I say this is the best coffee I've had. Cecilia's coffee, the way she roasts it, the way everything goes about, this is the best coffee I've had, as well as the best coffee education I have had. I've learned so much from you. And what I love about Ceci is that she teaches as she goes.
And I'm learning as I go, too.
Yes. And this lots to learn. And we're encouraging each other. So the breve is what again? Let's just
read it. A half and half. You know, you can order a latte breve, just meaning latte with half and half, or right. Cappuccino or whatever.
Right. Now, latte is one of the most popular selling coffee here at Shangri-La Coffee Roasters. And it's the only latte that I can drink because Ceci makes it with all different kinds of milks.
Right? Oh, yeah. I use oat milk, whole milk, which is organic whole milk, half and half, or I think that's it.
Yeah.
At the moment.
At the moment. And so everything is, as we learn, as we grow, it gets really, really important to try different things. But this is the most important thing. For a lot of people, when they're drinking coffee, they'll say, we don't want to drink coffee because I get the jitters, or, you know, I get amped and ramped. Or for some of us, it gives us painful movements when we're using the restroom. And we don't necessarily want to be in pain when we're taking care of our bodies. I know for a little while when I was drinking not Ceci's beans, I was drinking something else. I would often have, and this may be TMI, but operatic moments. And I would sing out from the effects of the coffee, which is not what we want. And so discovering the difference and learning what it was has been vital to my enjoyment of coffee, because as an endometriosis patient, I'm not supposed to drink coffee. I'm supposed to avoid caffeine. try and take my beans and you'll see the ugly side of me. So we're not going to go there. We've seen it, exactly. So what we're going to talk about, and what I really want to ask Cecilia, since she's so knowledgeable in this, and from your own learning and your own experience, why is it important to know your beans?
It's important. Well, as a consumer, you should always just try and get the, go stick with your Arabica. It's what the more high quality grade coffee is. And it's commercially, there are two different coffees. Mm-hmm. There's Robusta and then there's Arabica. On one hand, Robusta is considered a lower grade coffee. Mm-hmm. And usually it tastes more of it has more of a full bodied bitter taste to it. Arabica is considered a higher quality coffee. And that usually has more of a sweet, slightly acidic taste to it. So, and a lot of major coffee producers or big coffee chains, mm-hmm. they say that they provide 100% Arabica, but we don't really know if that's true or how fresh those beans are.
Right, because this is something that I've certainly discovered just from having coffee around the world now. Growing up in South Africa, you go to different places, you have different beans. I traveled to Europe, I had coffee there, lived in Asia, went around, some of the most amazing places, Bali and Thailand, and just amazing coffee mm-hmm. beans. But I would always kind of get a smack in the face from the coffee. Like, you drink your coffee and it doesn't matter how it's roasted, it would always kind of be like a woof first thing in the morning. Could that have been Robusta, perhaps?
Could have been. Mm-hmm. But also, it's also the way these big chains, the way they harvest their coffee, they use these big gas guzzling machines. Mm-hmm. And a lot of the times they harvest them too soon, so their coffee's not ripe, which is why they prefer to roast their coffees darker so that it can mask all the shortcuts they took.
Now, this is something I learned. Thank you for letting us know this, Cecilia. This is valuable information. This is something I learned when I was studying my introduction to U.S. food systems. We learned, this is a great course on Coursera, by the way. Definitely go and continue your education. You can do it for free. You do not have to pay, but you can do it for free. So go and check it out. Introduction to U.S. food systems was great because I learned about the practices, the farming practices, the pesticides, how much is regulated and how much is not regulated. And it was quite frightening to me as an endometriosis patient with a whole range of things. Most of us, those of you who are the 1 in 10, those of you who have been on your healing journey, you know it's not just endometriosis we have. That diagnosis, that delay in diagnosis means that we also then have things like Hashimoto's, we have things like fibro, we have adenomyosis, we have interstitial cystitis, PCOS, IBS. There's a range of things that can come up from this. And these all get triggered if you're drinking lower quality pesticide-ridden coffees. And also what I've learned is the sourcing is important, because if you don't know where your coffee is coming from, the practices of storage mm-hmm. and pesticides could all be affecting the quality of your coffee.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, right. So importance of origins. Cecilia has no blends. No. Ceci has single roast. Why is this important?
Traceability, mainly. We prefer mm-hmm. to roast single origin only. And single origin means that it comes from one region in the same country, Mm-hmm. So a lot of the times you'll see blends, which is a variety of coffees blended into one. But we prefer not to do that because, it's going to be hard to pinpoint where the flavor comes from and what origin and all that stuff. So we prefer to stick to single origin.
Now, this is important because Cecilia is hosting a giveaway.
Yeah.
And this is important because I want you to understand that this giveaway is a gift to you, truly a gift to you. Because it's going to consist of three different types of coffees. And these are all, I've tried all of these. They are fantastic. I'm just checking this because I'm a real snob. Listen, I'm a snob. Once you've tried something amazing, you cannot go back. I've tried, I've cried. I've literally cried drinking other coffees. Like, no. Cecilia has got Mexico Chiapas, mm-hmm. which is a fair trade organic.
Yes.
And can you tell us about the tasting notes of the Mexico Chiapas? Because this is one of the most popular.
Yes, this is one of the more popular ones. It's got notes of a dark chocolate and a slight citrus taste to it.
Yep, really, really good. The next one is my second favorite because I have a new favorite since I tried the Bali. But my second favorite is the I'm going to try this Perufinca La Esperanza.
Yes, it's perfect.
Thank you. What can you tell us about this one?
Also fair trade organic, with notes of baker's cocoa and tangerine, mm-hmm. is what I found.
Yeah, absolutely delicious. This is my favorite for like a mocha, Mexi mocha. Mm-hmm. And then the last one is the Honduras 18 Rabbit. Now, this one's special.
Yeah.
I think it's special because it's got a slightly different taste. The others had more of the chocolate taste. This one's got a different cupping note. Can mm-hmm. you tell me about this one?
This one's got more of a tart green apple kind of flavor with hints of like maple.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really good, especially in a cold brew.
Yeah, really, really good. So stay tuned. We're going to tell you how you can win this. I'm not going to give you any clues yet. I want you to stay tuned. Listen a little bit more because this is a fantastic, fantastic giveaway. Ceci is really introducing quality beans to Brownsville. And not only can you find her online at
ShangriLaCoffeeRoasters.com mm-hmm. or on Instagram or Facebook.
And Cecilia's Instagram, if you go onto her Instagram, link in the bio, she set up a link tree for you. Mm-hmm. What can they find on your link tree?
You can find my website and my Instagram so far.
Mm-hmm. Now, if you like the personal touch, which, you know, some of us do, you can reach Cecilia by text or by phone if you're wanting to order some of these beans. If you can't wait for the giveaway, if you want to try out this organic fair trade coffee, if you want to test what we've been saying, and if you want to make sure that what we're saying works for you, please go ahead and text Cecilia or call her at this number. Get your pen and paper ready. Here's the number for Cecilia at Shangri-La Coffee Roasters.
It is 956-484-2621.
Okay, definitely dive into this because we're going to be talking about the certifications and why they matter. This is important for those of you who are stepping into your Better Me Empowered Life, those of you who are navigating chronic illness, those of you who are stressed out and you know your adrenal glands are just being overworked, but you don't want to give up your coffee. So many of my clients will look at me and go, don't touch my coffee. And as a coach, as a certified health and as a certified life coach, this is something I know I never ever argue with, but I do offer beans from a quality roaster, roasting in small batches, hand roasted, because this is absolutely important. Ceci, when they come back, we're going to tell them how to enter the giveaway, right?
Yes.
Okay, so stay tuned. We're going to talk about certifications as well. These are important. Just as certifications matter for your health when you're going to the doctor, when you're going to the therapist, when you're choosing a coach you want certified, when you're choosing coffee that has been hand roasted by someone who is passionate about this craft and passionate about this mm-hmm. art, those certifications matter. Yeah. I'm Christine Vibrant, your host. Stay tuned. I'm here with Cecilia Gomez Lara from Shangri-La Coffee Roasters. Guys, stay tuned at Waking Hope. And if you want to get a hold of us, again, text or call Cecilia 956-484-2621 or me, Christine Vibrant, at 706-397-5801. We're going to take a little bit of a pause. But before we go, I want to ask you, how did you show yourself love today? When we come back, talking about the certifications and how to enter the giveaway. Stay.
Are you ready to branch out, to take a leap of faith, to love yourself and others fully? Hi, I'm Erica Gifford Mills, founder of Balance Symmetry and host of Get Rooted Radio. If you answered yes to even one of the above, then this 12-week course is for you. The Rooted Life Group Coaching Series will give you the tools, techniques, and strength to be intentional in your pursuit of what sets your soul on fire. Find out more about this program on my website, GetRootedRadio.com.
Do you get stuck in that someday attitude, living the same day over and over again with no action? The Becoming You Show, big ideas that inspire, impact, and influence your life with Leah Rowling is for you. Tune in every Friday at 11 a.m. Central on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This show will have you feeling inspired to take action with purpose and intention. For more information and to get in touch with me, visit www.leahrowling.com.
Take control over your future. I'm Lisa Belts, and I'm here to help you realize your true potential and become unshakable. Schedule a completely free introductory coaching session with me now to see for yourself how I work. Get the divine guidance that you need to transform your life for the better. Go to lisabelts.com and take that step towards transformation. That's LYSABELTZ.com.
It's time to tap into your divine self through angelic guidance. Join your host, Cindy Smith, and co-hosts in the Angel Empowerment Show from I Can't to I Can, airing every Monday, 6 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Learn from four of the best angel empowerment practitioners in the field. Together, they will share experiential teachings and offer live on-air professional angel card readings and much more. For more information, visit CindySmithAEP.com.
Spacious Unknowing Network is inexhaustible emptiness wherein all knowing comes. Meditation stills your thinking mind, a beautiful way to begin each day. Read the sacred writing aloud 3 times with Julie O. Rose and JoJo Rose. Join our community by signing up for our Spacious Unknowing meditations at spaciousunknowing.com.
And we're back, guys. Welcome back to Waking Hope. I am your host, Christine Vibrant. And if you're wanting to know a little bit more about me, check out my website, beingbetterme.com. Head on to my Instagram, endo.coach.christine. I've got a link tree in there. And I want you to really, really be excited about my guest because this is Cecilia Gomez Lara from Shangri-La Coffee Roasters. Hello. Shangri-La Coffee Roasters is a fantastic business down here in Brownsville, Texas. She roasts for the SpaceXers, you know, this is the truth. So if you want some amazing hand roast coffee down here in Brownsville, I suggest you stay tuned. We're going to be talking a little bit more about Shangri-La Coffee Roasters and why Cecilia chooses the beans that she chooses and why these certifications for your coffee beans are important. I'm sure that you guys have shown yourself love today, and I'd love to hear a little bit more about that. Definitely email me at christine@beingbetterme.com. But speaking about showing yourself love, certifications matter for coffee. They really do. Just as you choose certified coaches, you choose therapists with the right certifications, you go to a doctor with the right certifications, you should also choose that what you're putting into your body is absolutely the best that you can afford. And this is true affordability and amazing, amazing quality. Yeah. Cecilia, why do you choose organic, fair trade, Rainforest Alliance, strictly high grown? And what do these mean?
Well, I personally choose those kinds of coffees because they promote, you know, fair wages for farmers and a healthy environment in which they grow their coffee. Mm-hmm. You know, stuff like that. And just to make sure we're drinking clean, good coffee. Strictly high grown. I only have 2 coffees that are strictly high grown, and that means that they're strictly grown nothing below 1200 meters above sea level. Like everything's above 1200 meters. And which means that the coffee is grown at a slower rate because of the elevation, mm-hmm. which means it's more nutrients. There's more nutrients in the coffee, so.
Yeah, so that nutrient-dense bean is going to mm-hmm. be really important for someone who savors their coffee. This is for the person, I guess, who loves the pour-over method, who sits with their coffee in the morning, has that wonderful routine of sipping. I've tried the strictly high-grown beans. It encourages you to slow down, which I know kind of sounds a little bit opposite of what people usually do with their coffee. They usually, you know, you're chugging it on the way to work and you're driving and everything's hectic and it's just, no, this is not that kind of coffee. When you're choosing these certifications, what I've found and what I'm sure you've definitely seen is people come in, this is my favorite, they come in and they're all hurried, I want a coffee, and they're talking and then they grab a sip. And everyone shuts their eyes, right? They take a moment, they sigh, wow, this matters. this matters to me as a business person because I see the work Cecilia puts in. She puts a lot of dedication into choosing her beans. Yeah. She chooses organic.
Organic.
Because it's important for your health as well as hers. She's got her own health journey. Mm-hmm. And so she's not going to jeopardize all the work she's put in by choosing pesticide ridden, fertilizer laden, nasty, moldy beans that have been roasted who knows when by whom, to what standard.
Right.
By a big machine that doesn't care about you.
No.
But here we have a roaster who chooses something like Rainforest Alliance certified. Why rainforest? What does this mean to someone like me who doesn't live, well, I kind of do live near a rainforest now, but what does it mean, Rainforest Alliance?
It's just they protect their local, their economy and their socioeconomic, you know, stuff.
Yeah. Okay, good. So this is good to know because this means from what I'm hearing is Cecilia can trace the beans that she roasts from crop to cup.
Right. Which everybody plays an important role.
Everybody. Exactly. Everybody. Now, this goes into the energy. What you put into your body matters. What you absorb matters. The energy that has gone into what you're eating and what you're absorbing is so vital. Yep. Tell us about the Honduras 18 rabbit, because this is a special one.
Well, it's a micro lot, which is what I like about the importers that I get my coffee from. But this Honduras 18 rabbit, 18 rabbit is the name of the farm. And it's a small family that runs this farm in Honduras. Mm-hmm. And but yeah, it's just, you know, it was important to me for some reason because they're, you know, it's a small business for mm-hmm. them. And I just wanted to support them. And the coffee's really good.
The coffee is really good.
It's really good.
The coffee is really good. I want to talk about something that's trending, BIPOC makers. Now, a lot of our listeners may have heard of BIPOC makers, and we have a lot of acronyms going around. BIPOC makers, it's Black Indigenous People of Color. Cecilia and a lot of the people I'm interviewing down here, a lot of my guests are BIPOC makers. They are BIPOC business owners. They're also women business owners. And there is a huge push for individual business owners to really be supported, especially as we're going into the holiday season. I know a lot of people want to be saving money on Black Friday and you want to get as much as you can get. But I want you to keep in mind of the energy you're bringing into your life and into your home and into your body when you're choosing what you don't know the source of. When you're choosing something that supports a small business owner who is following her passion and her dream, and she in turn is supporting those who are doing the same and doing it with pure intent for their family and for their business, but also pure and healing intent for the world that we're living in, for what is giving them abundance, they're giving back. Strictly High Grown, that the care that goes in, that slower growth where the bean takes that much longer time to mature, you can really taste the earthiness in it in a good way, that nourishing goodness from Mother Earth, from nature, that we're so lacking because we're so busy, we don't take a minute. But you know, that wonderful timing when you do, when you can sit with a cup of coffee where you know you're supporting a family who is just putting food on the table. This isn't a great big corporation that doesn't really care about you, but does care about your wallet, but doesn't really care about your health. We care about your health. We want you to have the best. I'm bringing Cecilia onto the show because I have benefited from what she has roasted. I have seen how her love for her art translates into love for her customers, love for people that come in. Anybody who comes in who offers a suggestion, Ceci's like, smile on the face as she is right now, ready to brew it to your particular needs.
Or roast it to your particular needs.
But, exactly.
You know, I prefer to stay away from dark roasts personally because that's what we're used to from these big companies. They like to roast it. Like I said earlier, they like to roast dark to mask like all their shortcuts.
Yeah.
But, you know, if you change up to a lighter roast, if you talk to your local roaster, just ask for like a light roast or a medium roast and you'll really taste the difference. You'll taste the fruitiness of the coffee. And it's just really, really beautiful how coffee is just so diverse. It's like wine.
Yeah, you go. There you go. It absolutely is.
Yeah.
It absolutely is. And I'm glad Cecilia's brought this up because we're going to say just for a minute, Cecilia's coffee is not only found online. Not only in on her Instagram, on her Linktree, go to Shangri-La Coffee Roasters on Instagram. Look at the Linktree. You can look at her website. You can look at all the different roasts she has to offer. But if you are in Brownsville, head over to Dodici Provisions. Cecilia's coffee can also be found at a wonderful supplier in the area that supplies high-end produce and wonderful home products. Cecilia's coffee is there. Why are they supplying your coffee, Cecilia? Tell us a little bit about that. Brag a little, if you will. I'm giving you permission.
Well, they just like the fact that I know where my coffees are coming from. They do have other coffee roasters dropping off their stuff, but according to the owner of the place, he says they don't provide as much information as I do, and he likes that. Mm-hmm. He likes that I nerd out about coffee just like he nerds out about wine.
Yes. So
we have that coming.
This is a lot of fun when we do go over to Dodici's, where we're dropping off, or if we're going for a wine tasting, is that you see the connoisseurs all kind of club together, whatever it is that they're passionate about. And this is where I want to encourage you, go to try different things. Try the small brands, try the small roasts, try the small hand makers, the BIPOC makers essentially as well, because they know something that you don't. Right. They're bringing in a flavor that you won't consider. For example, Mexico Chiapas, this is an area that's right near to us. And this is actually somewhere that you're wanting to go soon, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, eventually I want to do direct trade where I get to go to the farms directly and buy off of them directly, but I'm not there yet. So one day.
Yet. Now, how can we get Cecilia there? With your support. You can support small business owners like Cecilia Gomez Lara, like myself, Christine Vibrant, by going onto our social medias, going onto our websites, checking out Instagram. Both of us have Linktree. This is something that we worked on together. Yes, go team. Women supporting women. This is how the world has managed to get as far as it has. We haven't blown ourselves up yet, thank goodness. Women supporting women is how we keep ourselves sane. Women supporting women is how we keep things going. Head over to Instagram, Shangri-La Coffee Roasters. Check out that Linktree. Look at everything she has to offer. Gift yourself and someone you love something. We know the holidays are coming, and this is a great way to kind of get Thanksgiving going the right way. Yeah. Treat yourself well. If you're wanting a personal touch, please text or call us. You can get a hold of Cecilia by texting or calling. 956.
Oh, sorry, I don't have the number memorized. It's
no,
a new number.
I got it memorized here somewhere. 956. I've got it written down, not memorized. This is teamwork. 956-484-2621. New number ready for your call, for your text. You can also get a hold of me, Christine Vibrant, your health certified health and life coach. Text 397-706-397-5801. We're going to do those numbers again. Shangri-La Coffee Roasters, 956-484-2621. Christine Vibrant, 706-397-5801. Stay tuned. We'll be right back after this pause. Thank you so much, guys. In our world today, we are often weighed down by pain, sorrow, insecurity, and complicated feelings of self. What if you could turn that pain into power? Join me, Christine Vibrant, on Waking Hope, a powerful show about nurturing healing and opportunity to find your purpose and better me empowered lives. Streaming live on the second and fourth Thursdays of every month at 8 a.m. Pacific Time on Transformation Talk Radio. I look forward to seeing you there.
You're driven, and it totally shows. Your career is taking off. You're killing it in the mom game. But did your health needs make it on the plate this week? Tune in to Boss Up Babes, where Carissa Adkins helps babes show up, boss up, and thrive every second and fourth Tuesday at 12:30 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Become the boss babe you were meant to be. To sign up for one of Carissa's group coaching programs, visit 365DailyHustle.com.
Have you been on life's roller coaster trying to figure out what to do next? Then join Greta, Lee, Yvonne in the Realm of Beings each Friday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Shake the dust off your wings and fly to the highest heights in your thoughts and actions. Express your greatness. Be a champion for yourself, and we'll see you there on Shifting Impressions Conversations with the Realm of Beings.
It is time to get inspired to take action in your life. Tune in to Know You're Crazy.
Crazy.
With me, Susan Danae. We are identifying, understanding, and treating our crazy one episode at a time. We all have crazy in our lives. The thing that sets us apart is how we deal with it. And I've got you covered. Enjoy your journey. You are worth it. Visit SusanDanae.com. That's DENEE.com.
We are courageously expanding love on my new show, The Elizabeth Cunningham Show, every Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join me and my guests where we talk about relationships, sex, love, and the ways we wish we could be but never thought were possible. Visit ElizabethAnnCunningham.com and subscribe.
And we're back on Waking Hope, a show about bringing vibrancy, hope, love, stepping into your better me, empowered life. I am your host, Christine Vibrant, and my guest this morning is a very special guest from Brownsville, Texas. This is Cecilia Gomez Lara, who owns her own amazing coffee establishment, Shangri-La Coffee Roasters. Definitely head on to Instagram, Shangri-La Coffee Roasters. She's got a link tree. And what is on your link tree? What are they going to find when they go to your bio and check your link tree?
My website and my Instagram support.
Okay, good. Now, this is definitely something important because, guys, holiday season is coming up. We know this is coming up. We know that there's going to be stressful times. You're going to be wanting to bring something special with you. And for those of you who are heading to family, not everybody shares your coffee habits and your morning habits. So this is a really good way to not only gift yourself, but them too. When you feel your best, you behave your best, don't you? Now, we're going to talk a little bit more about coffee. And the reason I'm doing this is I am your certified health and life coach, Christine Vibrant. Go and check out my website, beingbetterme.com. When we talk about stepping into better me, empowered living, we always talk about the best quality you can afford. And with a lot of my clients being endometriosis clients and or chronic health patients, coffee is often on the table for discussion as well as caffeine sources. A lot of people are going to tell you, you got to count out your caffeine, you got to, you know, decrease it. And this is important for you to play around with for sure. But what I want you to bear in mind is the quality of your coffee, the quality of your caffeine matters. Going into fertilization practices, pesticide practices, farming practices, storage practices, knowing where the source comes from of what you're ingesting is vital to knowing the health benefits or what is harming your health. I've got Cecilia with me today because her coffee is very, very health beneficial. She chooses these following certifications. They are important for you to know. We've got
Fair Trade, Organic, Rainforest Alliance, and now I've just recently added Strictly High Grown.
Okay, so these are really important. Organic, Fair Trade, Rainforest Alliance, Strictly High Grown. Cecilia can trace the beans from crop to cup. She works with single origin beans, and it's so much of a difference. If you're a coffee drinker who has just habitually just grabbed whatever in the store, had it kind of dealt with the zing and the zalt and the jilling and the jolt and the operatic performance later on, you deserve Cecilia's coffee.
You sure do.
You sure do. Now, Cecilia, we're going to talk about health benefits of your coffee. But before we get too much into that, guys, we've got something super special for you. Cecilia's offering a giveaway. Now, this is a gift away. This is a gift away, in my opinion, because it's gifting you not only the chance to win this giveaway, enter it to win. We're going to tell you how. We're also giving you three separate beans, mm-hmm. roasts to try. We've got the
Mexico Chiapas, Peru Finca La Esperanza, and Honduras 18 Rabbit.
And this one is super special because we've actually know the farmers of this particular bean, don't
yeah.
we?
Yeah, well, pretty much all of them. That's why I chose to source with this this company, because mm-hmm. a lot of the farms that they get them from are micro lots.
Okay.
So a lot of these farms are smaller.
Much smaller, micro lots, small batch, hand-roasted, BIPOC maker. Who you're supporting is exactly who you're wanting to support, and you're getting something super cute with it. Ceci, show them the button. Cecilia is also an artist, so she creates a lot of all, actually.
Oh, yeah, I do all the graphic designing, I guess.
Mm-hmm. All the graphic designs. Now, how you can enter this giveaway, I want you to go onto her Instagram. Go onto Instagram.
For whatever reason, they can't hear
like, follow, so I'm share, to give comment them, like... your favorite brewing method.
Mm-hmm.
And then
tag a friend.
Yeah, tag a friend.
This is a gift away. Tag a friend. Now, we want you to enter it. We want you to win it. But we want all of you to win it, if that makes sense. So tag a friend, like, comment, share. Comment your favorite brew method, and we're going to get into that because that also matters mm-hmm. to your enjoyment of the cup. But definitely head over to social media. Head over to Instagram, like, comment, share, tag a friend, your favorite brew method. What are the different brew methods?
There's a ton.
Okay. What is my home coffee drinker? Now, if you don't have all these fancy things at home, which if you do, power to you. I know I don't. I come here for my best favorite brew. Usually one eye closed going, girl, I need a Mexi Mocha right away. That's my favorite.
Yeah.
That really is. What are my home drinkers going to know?
Your home drinkers.
Yeah. So for example, the favorite, the little buzzy, right? The little, the grinds. What's uh-huh. important about the grinds?
Well, I would personally suggest people invest in grinders, a burr grinder preferably.
What is a burr grinder?
It's just it's got like burrs, like to the grind, but because a lot of people like to buy the little pulsating ones.
Yeah.
And that is like really bad because it doesn't grind the coffee evenly. So that'll produce a really bad cup of coffee. Mm-hmm. With the burr grinders, the coffee is ground evenly and you can change the size of the grind.
Mm-hmm.
Because also depending on how you brew your coffee, what brewing method you choose to use,
right?
You have to change the grind size according to how you're brewing your coffee.
This is important to know. This is very important to know. If you're wanting to know more and you have more questions, Cecilia's ready for your answers. She loves to talk about coffee.
I do.
This is, yes, you really, really do. If you're wanting to know more, text her 956-484-2621. You can also go onto the website and contact you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And on Facebook, I'm on Facebook as well.
Facebook as well. Ask those questions. Mm-hmm. Now, my knowledge from homebrew coffee is, example, there's the little drip coffee machine, uh-huh. the pour over method, all these different ways.
French press, Turkish.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Lots of different ways. What is the healthiest? We're getting onto the health benefits here. What is the healthiest cup of coffee?
I guess it would have to be black. black coffee.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no fats, no carbs.
Mm-hmm. No sugars.
No sugars, low sodium.
Now, for a lot of people, they're going to be cringing. And I'm sorry if you've had bad black coffee drinking experience. It probably was the beans. I usually don't drink black coffee. I am someone who, when I have my coffee, it's a scoop of, you know, my sweetener. I have a scoop of my Belgian hot chocolate that I put in there. And that's my coffee in the morning. But Cecilia's beans, because they are single roast, they're single origin, you can taste the cupping notes.
Yeah.
So you roasted, there's two crack methods, right? You roasted to the?
Usually a little after first crack. So that stays on the lighter side, light to medium.
This is important to know. Guys, definitely don't hesitate to reach out to Cecilia to talk coffee. She's going to answer your questions. And if you're wanting to buy coffee for someone who is a coffee connoisseur, a coffee snob, someone in your life that loves coffee, but you've just not gotten it right, reach out. She's going to help you. She's going to roast it to their particular specification too. Okay. So black coffee is good for you to drink. Ceci offers cold brew. A lot of her beans can be used for both.
All of them can be used for cold brew. All of them can be used for espresso. Like, there's no espresso bean. you can use any kind of bean to make espresso. It just depends on how you grind it.
There you go. See, so this is important to know. There's so much that goes into it. If you've spent a lot of money on beans and not had a satisfactory mug of coffee at home, it could literally be one of these small little items. And this is why it's good to speak with someone who is not only a master roaster, but passionate. Passionate, passionate, passionate about her craft. Because it is art. It is an absolute love. Yes, over here. What is your favorite? Tell us about your favorites.
My favorite coffee so far is the Ethiopia Kosa Geshi organic that I have. I prefer to roast it on the lighter side because it brings out all the fruitiness in that coffee. And it's just, it tastes like raspberries. It's really good.
Ooh, but can you say that name again?
Ethiopia Kosa Geshi? Geshi?
Geshi.
Yeah.
Geshi. Okay. So guys, definitely check that out. That's on the link tree as well.
Yeah, that's on my website.
Okay. And how do you, what is your favorite coffee drink?
I usually tend to gravitate more towards a cafe au lait, which is just half regular coffee, half steamed milk, or a cortado.
Okay, cortado. Now, what is a cortado?
It's just a shot of espresso with equal amounts of milk, steamed milk. I prefer to use half and half because I like the creaminess of it.
I see.
Don't it's a small drink.
A small drink?
Mm-hmm.
Is that what you've got at the moment?
No, this is just an espresso shot.
Don't you love it? We're talking about coffee and we're having some coffee over here. Now, don't forget, go on in and enter that giveaway. We're going to talk the health benefits just briefly. We have another minute or so before we take another break because I want you guys to go to her Instagram. Go to that link tree. I want you to go and see which particular coffee is your favorite. What are the health benefits from drinking such good high quality coffee?
Well, they're free of pesticides, artificial fertilizers, no artificial fertilizers. Sure. They're high in antioxidants, vitamins, minerals.
This is the truth. This is the truth. When you're choosing good quality, this is something I've had to research as a health coach because my clients will ask me, why do I have to stop the coffee? And I always want to bring to your attention, xenohormones matter. Xenohormones are items and substances found in our environment externally to our bodies, which affect our bodies and create an internal environment where excess estrogen starts to go rampant all over your body. And that leads to a host of health issues. My blog discusses this endocrine system. On my website, beingbetterme.com, my blog will talk about the endocrine system. And this is what I was dealing with before I met Cecilia and before I tried her coffee. The benefits to this are enormous. I know we have magnesium. There's trace elements of magnesium. You've got vitamins in there. You've got minerals in there. And it can support a healthy, steady energy if you're choosing the right beans. If you're going for fertilizer, if you're going for the regular, just cheapo coffee beans, that jolt of energy is not really the caffeine. That's your body's reaction to all the pesticides and the xenohormones going in. So I really want you to understand labels matter, certifications matter, and knowing who your roaster is really, really matters. Cecilia is passionate about her beans. She will not roast a nasty cup of coffee. She will not make a nasty cup of coffee. You'd rather chuck it, wouldn't you?
Oh, yeah. Or I'll drink it, but you know, I won't give it up to somebody else.
This is it. So we're going to take another little pause. I want you to go on over. Head on to Instagram, Shangri-La Coffee Roasters, for the link tree. Head on to Facebook as well. If you're a Facebook fanatic, you can find her there as well. Tell us about your favorite brew and enter to win this. You can also win this on Facebook. Like, share, comment, follow. Comment your favorite brew. Tag a friend. We're going to be announcing this live. Right now, we're going to take a pause. We're going to have a little bit of coffee. We're going to give you a minute to go make that brew that I know is on your mind. And when we come back, how to enter the giveaway, a little bit more coffee love with Cecilia Gomez Lara and me, your host, Christine Vibrant. Guys, enjoy the pause. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
We'll be right back. When the solutions to the challenges in your life are unclear, an executive business coach may be the answer. I'm Mark Fechner, and I specialize in coaching clients with issues related to performance, leadership, business relationships, and creativity. Any person or organization that wants to overcome mental blocks, create new possibilities, and achieve a higher level of performance can benefit from the services of a certified coach. Schedule a free consultation with me today at markfechner.com.
Are you ready to get big and live your life out loud? Tune in to Get Big Out Loud Radio, exploring life through the lens of curiosity and compassion with me, Carrie Knudsen, joining Dr. Pat live every second Monday at 10 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. I will offer ideas to transform what you are thinking into conscious action. If you want to get big and live your life out loud, visit me at KnudsenSpeaks.com.
Sometimes being human has its challenges. Our physical health falters, our spirits sag, our dreams don't immediately come to fruition. Welcome to the power of Maximum Medicine Radio. Join me, Doc Martin, in conversations that will blow your mind about healing. In our hit show, Doc Martin addresses the scientific with bridging to the mystical approaches to give you a new narrative about Maximum Medicine. In this live call-in show, we will journey into the extraordinary genius of the human body and talk about other beliefs that impact being your multidimensional self. We seek the seen and the unseen and explore the earthbound and the otherworldly, all with the purpose of calling forth the maximum you. To learn more about Doc Martin and Maximum Medicine, visit www.SharonMartinMD.com.
Welcome to the Spacious Unknowing Network, sunshine for your soul,
with Julie O
and JoJo Rose,
every Monday at 7 p.m. Pacific
on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Let your heart beat in the rhythm of your soul
and guide you to new horizons and unlimited infinite love.
And we're back. Welcome back to Waking Hope with me, your host, Christine Vibrant, and my very special guest, Cecilia Gomez Lara. Cecilia is the owner and the head roaster, master roaster, single batch roast, small batch roaster, single origin roaster of Shangri-La Coffee, the most amazing beans. This is your giveaway. This is the gift away. And we're going to jump into this because I really want you to enter to win this. Cecilia, how can they enter to win this wonderful giveaway?
Go to my Instagram or my Facebook, follow, like, share, comment what your favorite brewing method is, and tag a friend.
Tag a friend. Yeah, definitely tag a friend. So Shangri-La Coffee Roasters on both Facebook.
Yeah, both Facebook and Instagram.
And Instagram. Definitely go over. Tag your favorite brew method. Like my favorite brew method, unfortunately, because I'm lazy, is going to be the drip machine. But I am going to be a big girl one day and have a pour over coffee method.
It's very simple.
What is your favorite brew method?
Probably the pour over or the espresso machine, since I have this beautiful machine here with us. And we have a big one at home that we're not using, but this one, I like espresso.
I like her espresso too. Really, really good stuff. Now, I do want to let you know that as a health coach, a certified health coach, I'm very aware that for a lot of our clients, we're supposed to encourage them to decrease their dependency on caffeine. You know, we want to get steady energy going through hydration. We want to get steady energy going through good food sources and things like this. But the reason we're bringing coffee up today in Cecilia's coffee is hers is laden with the best certifications you want. Hers is organic, fair trade, Rainforest Alliance. And the new one that you've got in is?
Strictly High Grown.
Strictly High Grown is really good because it's more nutritionally dense, really beneficial. And before we get too much further, Cecilia's got a really great customer success story. And I particularly like this one because I've been witness to this. We're not going to name names. We're not going to give her secret away. But this is a wonderful, wonderful story. Would you want to share this with our listeners?
Yes. Customer of mine told me that she tried coffee before, but she didn't like it because it gave her the jitters and the headaches. And so she's like, ugh, I don't like coffee. So, and then, you know, I started doing this and she slowly started drinking my coffee and realized that she wasn't getting the headaches or the jitters. And now she's pretty much kicking in the door to come in to get my coffee because she has to have it every day now.
She does. I remember seeing it. Like, I think she started off with a latte, something. It was really light.
Yeah, she only started with like half a shot.
Yeah.
At first. Now she's like down to two shots.
It's beautiful. She comes in, you see the smile on her face. And it really is something that can change your life if you are already managing so many things in your day. And you know that your cup of morning happiness and morning joy, Java joy, really does make a difference. Choose the best quality. Choose the best quality that you can afford. Cecilia's beans are very, very accessible for everybody. And this is worth your time to go and have a look at. Thanksgiving is coming up. We've got the holiday season. Gift yourself, gift somebody else. Now, both Cecilia and I are nervous Nellies when it comes to public speaking. But here we are talking today about our joy of coffee. And I'm going to ask Cecilia what it was like to be coached to doing this, because I've been coaching you onto this for about a month.
Yeah. Now,
about a month every day. Like, how you doing? We okay? What has it been like being coached to do something that is a discomfort for you?
Well, the breathing methods that you showed me have helped me out a lot. You know, helps me keep my composure.
Yeah.
And just, you're just making this whole whole thing smooth for me, and I appreciate you for that.
No, I appreciate, Cecilia. This is a journey. Guys, when you're stepping into your Better Me Empowered life, when you're wanting to take on something that's big, Cecilia's growing her business. This is her first year. This is your first year, right?
As a Shangri-La. I used to have another name, but I changed it to Shangri-La. So I've been roasting since 2018.
Okay.
Yeah.
But this is she's dedicated to Shangri-La Coffee Roasters. What is it like? Let's just talk a little bit about being a business owner, a small business owner, and stepping into discomfort, coming onto a show like this, being coached to dive into discomfort. How has that affected your business?
It's making it better. I mean, I think, you know, I'm just kind of like, it's scary, obviously, because I don't have like the income that I used to have when I was working. But it's worth it because it's just something that I've always wanted to do since I was 19. I've always wanted to own my own coffee shop. I've always wanted to, you know, I don't have like actual coffee shop just yet. We're still waiting on that, but you know, I'm still doing what I love to do.
This is it. And this is what following your dream is. This is what your Better Me Empowered life is. Because as you step into discomfort, as you take the risk, as you go, oh, I'm doing this with someone. It's okay. It's okay. What am I doing? But actually it's okay. I'm going to breathe. And there it opens. As you step with faith and knowledge and planning and the best quality product that you can find. I've traveled around the world, guys. This is the best quality coffee I've had. And I've had some really good coffee in some really expensive places. This is phenomenal. Cecilia's dedication to her craft over the years of learning from others.
Yeah.
You can go to her bio, see what she's gone through to kind of get here, really learn her craft, growing herself, growing her business. Mm. Things are opening up in a beautifully magical way.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm really, really excited. We're going to be hearing soon, probably in about a month's time, and we'll be hearing whether Cecilia is going to have her brick and mortar as we've been working towards. Now, we will really, really appreciate all of your prayers, all of your loving, kind support. If you're wanting to support this whole thing, this whole wonderful mission down here in Brownsville of bringing quality coffee, of bringing coffee with health benefits, of bringing joy to your cup, not a Java jolt, but a Java joy in the morning, right?
Right. Yeah.
Really having coffee elevate your life, even with health conditions. Definitely reach out to Cecilia, Shangri-La Coffee Roasters, Facebook, Instagram. Instagram's got her link tree to her website.
Yeah.
The personal touch, which a lot of you will prefer, she can reach you. You can reach her text or call 956-484-2621. We got it this time. Yes. Enter that giveaway. And if you're curious about what it was like to be coached into getting into business, mm-hmm. if you want to know what it is to be the best coffee roaster in your home, reach out to her. If you want to know what it is to be coached into stepping into your better me empowered, what it is to dive into discomfort with joy, as we did today, absolute yeah. joyfulness. You can also reach me, Christine Vibrant, at 706-397-5801. My Instagram is endo.coach.christine. I have a link tree as well with my website. That's beingbetterme.com. I also have an email. If you're shy, if you're a bit of an introvert, and at first, just like us, you don't really want to talk out loud and you're a little bit, you know, like, what is she about? Email me, christine@beingbetterme.com. If you're curious about speaking to Cecilia and you didn't catch any of this either, that's okay. She's got her bio on Transformation Talk Radio's website. Her guest profile is there. You can go and click on any of those links. And I encourage you, definitely reach out today. This is amazing, amazing coffee. And before we go, I'm going to ask Ceci to just tell everybody, if there was one thing that you want them to know about being a business owner, one thing to know about stepping into discomfort, or one thing about coffee you want to share, is there anything that's coming to mind as I drop her right in the soup? Anything coming to mind you want to share today?
I mean, as far as coffee, I'd say just reach out to your local roaster. Because there's, you know, we're just, they're everywhere, obviously. So mm-hmm. find out about your coffee, find out where it comes from, and just go from there. Like, seriously, like, coffee is just so diverse. Like, there's so many flavors that people don't know about because they prefer to drink it dark. But mm-hmm. yeah, talk to your local roaster.
Perfect. That's wonderful advice, guys. Be curious about your life, and we'll see you next time. Have such a great day. Christine Vibrant, Cecilia Gomez Lara, wishing you well.
Bye.
Bye.
As this hour of Waking Hope comes to a close, I hope you have been lifted and strengthened. I hope you have turned your pain points into power points. For more love and healing, tune in again the second and fourth Thursdays of every month at 8 a.m. Pacific Time. If you can't wait until then, reach out to me at beingbetterme.com, and we'll come up with a plan together to awaken your hope, supercharge your healing, and bring your world back into balance. Until next time.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.